I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What do you think? What do you like? And maybe what's one thing that you would take back and have second guesses about?
Overall, I think we should be working towards increasing access to voting for people, trying to encourage people to vote and make it easier for them. But at the same time, we have to ensure the integrity of elections and the security of the ballot. And so towards that end, I supported some of the legislation that was put forward that I helped to think accomplish some of these things, and I opposed the legislation that I don't think satisfied both of those areas that I'm concerned about. So the ultimate ballots by mail I supported, the transfer of registration and allowing 16 and 17 year olds to pre-register I thought was a good idea. But I think when we look at some of the other things that passed that I opposed, I think it raises some potential issues about the security of elections. The same-day registration, I think, is fraught with potential security issues. Early voting, I think it raises questions about the Constitution. There's some constitutional questions that are there. I think it'll come at a great cost. It'll be an unfunded mandate to localities, and I think it raises many procedural and security issues. Regarding the so-called LLC loophole, I think the legislation that passed is problematic in its language. I do think it infringes a little bit on free speech. It's unconstitutional the way that it's applied, and I simply don't think it goes far enough. I think what would be a better thing to do is adopt the federal model and just not allow any corporate donations, period.
Wondering on the issue of, you mentioned voting by mail and then also early voting, why there is a need for both, or why some people feel
well,
there's a need for both?
I don't think that there's a need. It's interesting. With early voting, I think some of the proponents thinks that it makes it more convenient for people. But the problems that I see, let's just say what's proposed and what passed was 10 days of voting. If we go back to the last presidential election with Trump and Hillary Clinton, and we saw James Comey's testimony, or James Comey coming up with a couple statements that turned the election twice in a 7-day period. And I think if somebody votes on day one of a 10-day period, they are very likely to not have the same information that somebody who votes on day 10. And so I think that is problematic. And when I said the voting by mail, that has to do with the absentee ballots, opening up, if you will, the reasons that people are able to submit an absentee ballot. So I think that is something that's somewhat strict right now. I think that it makes sense to change the way that we do absentee ballots. But the early voting at poll sites, I just think, is problematic.
There's also, in the governor's agenda, he had mentioned making Election Day a holiday. Do you think there's much appetite for that? Is that necessary with all the other early voting and things like that?
I don't think so. If we do not have early voting and Election Day stands as Election Day, and that's the only day that somebody can vote, then I think it merits a discussion about it being a holiday. If ultimately, though, we do pass early voting where people can go to polls as early as 10 days beforehand and for a 10-day period, I don't think it's necessary.
The one final one I have for you on the whole voting issue was kind of looking at all these reforms and the same-day registration. I'm not sure if you're able to clarify this. I know a lot of people I've asked were a little unsure as well. When it comes to that, say somebody like me, if I'm registered under no party, and I wanted to say vote one year, you know, later this year, 2020, I say, hey, I want to vote in the primary, the Republican primary or the Democrat primary. Would I be able to, because there is same day registration, switch my party on the day of, go vote in a primary, and then switch right back to not being affiliated?
I think that's an excellent example of an unanswered question that we have as this legislation was put forward. It's actually a piece of legislation that provides, that calls for a constitutional amendment. So in order to ultimately get to the same day voting, there does have to be a constitutional amendment that allows it. And so the vote this year would be the first vote of the legislature that took place. The next legislature would have to vote on it before it went to the citizens. But the exact details and the answers to that question and many others haven't been presented yet.